enter into this word and gospel of John, we pray that you would open our hearts. Open our hearts to be fertile ground for your word to be planted in them so that it might grow up to make fruit in our lives. Humble us, Lord. And make us more like your Son, Jesus. That we would love each other and love this world the way that we do. It's in his name we pray. Amen. John 13. Verse 31 to 35. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, in a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The word of the Lord. You know, being a parent has opened my eyes to all kinds of realities, and those of you who have been parents probably already know this, and I'm way behind the game. But you get to see the world and see life in a different perspective, and it's quite interesting. For one thing, as I have had kids, and they've gotten into arguments or fights, I have fallen right into the role that my parents played when I did that with my brother at their age. With no preparation, with no one telling me I need to do this, and I find myself saying things that it was impossible for me to even recall that was said to me when I was their age. It's instantaneous. How many of you have ever experienced this yourself? Okay, those of you with kids have experienced this yourself. Well, preschool morality can be a bit sticky. Literally, a bit sticky. Literally, sometimes those sticky paws of those little kids poking each other and pushing each other and touching each other and stuff needs to be addressed. Or sometimes when the kids get stuck on something that they want for themselves, a toy or a drink or a food, and they just won't let go of it. It doesn't matter if they wanted it before. If somebody else has it now, what do they want? What they have, right? And so what is all parents' response when their child begins to act like out like this and turns, they turn on friends or brothers or sisters? Would someone just say to me, what is the first words out of a parent's mouth without even thinking about it? What? Okay, stop that, stop it, okay? But what morality lesson do you teach? And what's one of the first things you say to a child? Share. What else? Be nice, she's your sister. I like how you assumed it was a brother in that scenario. I don't know about you, but one of the first things I said was, what would you feel if I did that to you? How would you feel if that was done to you, right? What lesson are we trying to teach him in that? Real quick, it's a simple two-word thing. What? The golden rule. The golden rule. What is the golden rule? Do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. Do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. This is the rule that came from the Scriptures. It was spoken in the Old Testament and was a general wrap-up kind of the rules found in Exodus and found in Deuteronomy and Leviticus and Numbers. It was a rule that was given to let people understand what it is was their role in treating other people in the nation of Israel. And Jesus used it too. Jesus said the same kind of thing in the New Testament when he said what? Love others as you love yourself. This is the summary of all the commandments, the first commandment being love, Lord, God, own strength, but the second, loving others as you love yourself. So we come to the end of the Gospels. We come to a pivotal moment in the Gospels, a pivotal moment where Jesus is acknowledging a reality that he is about to step into that is vastly different than the ministry he had been performing up to that point. Now, he had been warning everyone about this all along. He had been telling them that this was coming, and yet everybody seemed blind to the reality that was coming. They couldn't fathom it. In fact, in the last moment where Jesus tells them flat out what's going to happen, his disciples reject it and say, no, that's not going to happen. Peter stands up and says, there's no way anybody's ever going to come and take you. I would lose my life before that would happen. And we see Peter even trying to defend Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane with a sword. But Jesus knew that this reality was necessary. This was the mission that he came to accomplish. And so in these closing moments on Thursday night during the Passover, as he was celebrating that sacred meal with his disciples, he began to teach them one last lesson, one last thing that he hoped would ring in their heads and would form their perspective on who they were to be in his absence. And what does he say? Not the golden rule. Not love others as you would be loved. But what? Did you catch it? Love others as what? As I have loved you. As I have loved you. A new commandment for a new covenant. A new commandment given in the moments just before he was to lay his life down. New commandment. A new commandment that calls us to a deeper level of love. To a deeper level of morality. To God's plan. God's desire. I want to take a second and look at this from the reverse. And let's look at this as though Jesus were to have acted in those final hours using only the golden rule. And acting like I would act. What would he have done? Well, I don't want to put anybody else on a cross. Why are you putting me on a cross? I don't spit on other people. Why are you spitting on me? I don't flog other people. Why are you flogging me? If Jesus did simply the golden rule, then we wouldn't have salvation. We would have avoided the cross at all costs. Because Jesus never acted once in violence or anger to hurt others. Jesus even said himself that he came not to judge, but to serve. And so the new commandment goes far, far beyond. Here's the significance of it. Here's the importance of this new commandment. It's found in the last verse of that passage we read. The last verse. What does he say? Anybody catch that? By this, they will know you are my disciples. Let me tell you something I've been convicted about deeply in my own life, and I've been convicted about in the church. One of the reasons why we are losing the relevance battle in our culture and losing relevance in people's lives is because we don't love like Jesus loves. We love like the golden rule. We've got that down. And that's good. But it's a new command. Way forward in the kingdom that Christ has created. And this way considers nothing about ourselves as we approach others, but considers only the welfare of the other.
considers only what we can do to serve and to love and to give of ourselves and who we are for others. One way I think that we can begin to evaluate it is, think right now of somebody within this church that you have a grudge with, that you're holding on to bitterness because of something maybe they did to you that was wrong. If we're to follow Jesus' new commandment, then we will think not of the hurt and the pain that they have caused us, but we will think of them for us, and we'll do as Jesus did, and we'll forgive, we'll let go, and embrace, and serve. If this church wants to be relevant, if we want to impact Dearborn, impact Michigan, impact the United States, impact the world, kingdom of Jesus, will start in these pews as we show the love of Jesus Christ to each other and forgive one another as we've been forgiven and seek reconciliation and healing as we have been healed and given reconciliation. We're going to come to the table. The table that is the new covenant given to us in a celebration that Jesus instituted on this night. And as we do it, I hope that all of us in our hearts and in our minds would think of those grudges that we have with people in this church and outside of this church, and we would let go and forgive. And we would give it up to God and ask that God would provide a way for healing and reconciliation in that relationship. That we might be like Jesus in our community. Because I believe that if we start doing that, we'll have to build a bigger sanctuary than this one. Because it won't fit the people who will seek what is in this body. Let's come now.